Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. Jesus said that He came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. What is that supposed to look like? Join us as we look at abundant life from God's perspective for us. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank You for giving us new life in Your Son, Jesus. not just life, but abundant life. A life filled with happiness and joy. A life filled with peace, knowing that all our sin has been forgiven and that you will meet all our needs. That your Spirit gives us strength to do what we need to do. Your many promises are throughout the Word, and we accept those by faith, provided by you. Lord, we know that the world, our flesh, and the devil all work to fight against our faith, trying to separate us from you. And thankfully, your Word makes it very clear that nothing can separate us from your love. God, we know that your Word will not return to you void, but will accomplish its task. Today, Lord, during this hour, help us to hear exactly what you want us to hear, and that we might take it to heart, making it a part of ourselves and at work in and through us. Lord, we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what He can do through me. No great success to show.
You are listening to Call to Worship.
What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life. What a change you have made in my heart. You've replaced all the broken parts. Oh, what a change you have made in my heart. That's why I wanna spread the news. What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs, see a playlist of songs included in today's program, and you'll find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and much more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address, calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Thanks again for worshiping with us today.
the sake of morning rush, till the Bible on the table catches my eye, and I read that you are near to the hearts that break with grief, and I realize that I don't have to try.
God is the strength of my heart. in heaven but you. You're what I have tonight.
Whom have I in heaven but you?
Whom have I in heaven?
There is nothing on earth I desire beside you.
Nothing on earth I desire. My heart and my strength.
My heart and my strength.
So many times.
Will prevail. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Oh, God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength.
The longer I know him, the more that his peace is abiding in me.
Abundant life in Christ is ours as His adopted children. It is part of His legacy to us. Abundant life includes a long list of benefits, such as the Holy Spirit and all the fruit that come with it. Let's invest a few moments looking at abundant life from Scripture. Beginning with John chapter 10, Jesus speaking, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." The absolute basis for our abundant life is new life in Christ. Romans 6, "When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." 1 John 5, "If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, for this is the testimony of God, that He is born concerning His Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning His Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of Him." Romans 5:17, "For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and His gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ." And, folks, this new life, spiritual life, includes a host of other benefits, all part of an abundant life. We now have peace with God and access to God the Father through the Son. Romans 5, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." That access to God in prayer provides us with His peace and the ability through His Spirit to keep our mind on healthy thoughts. Look at Philippians 4. "The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And we are saved from the wrath of God." Look at Romans 5, 6 through 9, "For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. And God will provide all our needs. Philippians 4. And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. And we can have joy in our hearts knowing that God is working in our lives and all the wisdom we will ever need. James chapter 1. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. These and many, many more ways we can recognize the abundant life we have in Christ are found in the pages of His precious Word. And remember, James 4, you have not because you ask not. So ask for the abundant life He has for you. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've been taught about abundant life. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. I'd love to hear from you. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow is not a given, but the offer of salvation is. When you make a decision, please let us know by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, abundant life is ours because we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to this purpose, for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness.
Summer and winter. a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide your soul.